In the evening edition, fishermen devastated as over 40 vessels destroyed following Hurricane Beryl. Prime Minister Mia Motley says the Fisheries Division will assess damaged vessels. Storm surge from Beryl litters Hastings Main Road with debris from beachside businesses. Fire destroys a house at Sergeant's Village, Christchurch. And Hurricane Beryl devastates Grenada. In half an hour, Carriacou was flattened. In the evening edition of the latest from Starcom Network News, I'm Ricardo Roberts. The details to the news just ahead. Fisherfolk at the Bridgetown Fisheries and other boat owners are devastated as over 40 vessels have been destroyed or damaged by Category 4 Hurricane Beryl. Starcom Network News spoke to fishermen in Bridgetown who are still assessing the damage to their property. Fishermen whose boats were damaged explained the extent of the damage.
Over 40 boats sink and the rest getting ready to sink. And they're terrible. All the boats start to break away from where the water coming over the wall. They have to have another reinforcement outside to stop the wave. So this one now can't stop it. So the water just keep coming over and hit it so hard, it break down all the jetty, all the wall is gone. So the force of the sea start coming even harder. So it start to break up the bigger boats them, and the bigger boats crushing the smaller boats them. So most of the small boats gone. And most of the big boats are just sinking. Or you got to see for yourself. His boat is damaged. His boat is gone, the engine, my boat engine gone.
One fisherman appealed for assistance from government.
This is Barbados right here. Every fishing boat is in here. No fish. One and two probably, but to get out, it's going to be a hassle because there's boats underneath. So no one could move until they know what's going on. This is terrible. This is nature, but any help for the fishermen? There's a guy, he lost his boat just the other day, five months ago, every wind. He just fixed it. There it is in the rock. Bust up all of his saving, life saving. And he's out there still trying. He said, I'm going to rebuild and try again. So, I mean, the spirit is good, but the pain is ridiculous. So government, anything they can do for all the fishermen, and anyone put stuff in, please, they needed it.
Fishermen at the Bridgetown Fisheries Complex this afternoon. Prime Minister Mia Amor-Motley says the Fisheries Division will be assessing the number of boats that were damaged or lost following the passage of Hurricane Beryl. Ms. Motley spoke with the fishermen at the Fisheries Complex in Bridgetown this afternoon after getting a first-hand look at the devastation caused by Beryl overnight into this morning.
The Chief Fisheries Officer is setting her people up in here because if we do not know what your damage is, we can't even begin to assess what is the total damage that the industry has had. At this point in time, this is just a fact collection exercise. You've got to go and tell them that your boat insured, what your boat is, what damage you got, your boat sink, your boat damaged, I don't know. But you got, what's the registration number, who own it, all them things. If she don't got the information, what gonna happen? Can't begin to help you.
She urged the fishermen to move boats that were not damaged to a safer location as the Met Service continues to monitor another system east of Barbados.
We can't do an assessment today to get the boats out of in here, the ones that can still be salvaged, because I am told that you do not know what is underneath there at the mouth, and therefore those who can dive say they will dive, but they can't do it today because the water is too murky and too rough. Okay? But first thing that they can do, I want them in there first thing they can get in there, if possible tomorrow morning. Why? We have another system coming behind on Wednesday. And therefore, I'm told that there are still a few boats in there that have not been damaged, and we need to be able to see if we can get those boats out and put into the inner carenage, and we need to be able to ask the people who have the cabin cruisers and those other things that are in Port St. Charles and Port Ferdinand to stay down there so that we can try to get some sense of order in here.
Prime Minister Mia Amor-Motley. The Barbados Meteorological Services continues to closely monitor a tropical wave about 1,200 miles east of Barbados, moving westward at 15 to 20 miles per hour. This tropical wave is separate and distinct from Hurricane Beryl and will affect Barbados sometime on Wednesday. During this time, excessive rainfall, gusty winds, and a deterioration of marine conditions are likely. Meteorologist Andrew Daniels gave the latest update.
This tropical wave has an associated area of low pressure. The feature is currently poorly organized. Over the next few days, environmental conditions are expected to be conducive for some slow development as the wave tracks westward across the Atlantic, and it is expected to be a strong tropical wave when it moves into our area. This statement was issued at 4 p.m. Monday, the 1st of July, 2024, and will be updated at 9 a.m. Tuesday, the 2nd of July, 2024.
Meteorologist Andrew Daniels. Barbadians have been given the all clear to leave their homes and move around. Minister of Home Affairs and Information Wilfred Abrams gave the all clear at the Department of Emergency Management earlier today.
They believe that we've come through this system without any serious injury to person, although there's been considerable damage, and the Prime Minister will brief you or speak on all of that. So it's just my duty to give you some good news and say that the all clear has been given. However, some bad weather is still on the outside. So although you're free to leave and move around, please do so with caution. The roads, for the most part, are clear, but that does not mean you won't find isolated instances of debris or lines down. And Highway 7, we have some challenges with Highway 7. So although you're clear to move around, I would ask you, please, as much as possible, to avoid the South Coast.
That was Minister of Home Affairs and Information Wilfred Abrams. A major cleanup is required along Hastings Main Road, Christchurch, after storm surge from Beryl pushed debris across the street. Senior Minister responsible for infrastructure, Dr. William Duguid, tells Starcom Network News the area will have to be cleared. He says the area was always seen as vulnerable to a surge.
Well, clearly we expected the storm surge, and it's clear that a lot of it was going to be on the south coast as the system passed to the south, of which the greater part is, funnily, my constituency, Christchurch West. And one of the lower areas, obviously, is right there by Lanterns, by Chill Bar, and that is the reason that the boardwalk was put there. Remember, it was never put as a boardwalk. Mm-hmm. It was put as beach protection. So Coastal always knew that that was the area that was at risk and needed beach protection. The size of the swells have caused it to come over, to break over the boardwalk, the beach protection, and come into the road. So obviously we're going to have to clear up and get all that debris moved and get that road back into good and functioning order.
He says the road is littered with debris.
The old roadway is littered, some of the kiosks there, Chill Bar and so on, moved. Those portable toilets are strewn over the place, all sorts of debris in the area. So all that would have to be fixed, and I've already alerted NCC, and they're going to mobilize and get all the sand moved and clean the whole area together with NTW.
Senior Minister responsible for infrastructure, Dr. William Duguid. A home has been destroyed by a fire this morning at Bartlett Tenantry Sergeant's Village Christ Church. Deputy Fire Chief Henderson Patrick provided Starcom Network News with an update.
And that call was received around 6:55 a.m. and it had a response of two fire tenders responding from the Wardens Fire Station. It was under the command of Station Officer Perch, and he had 10 other fire officers who responded with him. As a result of that incident, one structure and an adjacent outhouse was completely destroyed by the fire. It was occupied by one elderly person. There was no injuries to the occupant. One other structure, which was adjacent to this property, was affected by radiated heat, and one derelict vehicle was also affected by radiated heat.
Deputy Fire Chief Henderson Patrick. And there was widespread reports of devastation and destruction in Carriacou and Petit Martinique. Grenada Prime Minister Dickon Mitchell said in a Monday news briefing, in half an hour, Carriacou was flattened. Mitchell said there were no immediate reports of death or injury, but warned that could change. Recapping the headlines, fishermen devastated as over 40 vessels destroyed following Hurricane Beryl. Prime Minister Mia Motley says the Fisheries Division will assess damaged vessels. Fire destroys a house at Sargent's Village, Christchurch, and Hurricane Beryl devastates Grenada, the Prime Minister saying in half an hour, Carriacou was flattened. In the evening edition from Starcom Network News, Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group, I'm Ricardo Roberts. Good evening.
Don't miss the latest from Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp at me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.